cara.
Hello and good morning, listeners. Welcome to this month's first edition of News on the Go, your daily podcast. And this is your host, Ashwin. It's the 3rd of April. How are you guys feeling? How's this month started off for you people? On 3rd of April, Prime Minister Narendra Modi meets Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak. Is it Najib Razak? That's right, Najib Razak. 22 injured at a Jallikattu event in Tamil Nadu. Ecuador's presidential election results. Facebook mandated more diversity from its legal help. Some football and tennis news. Snapchat is turning into a search engine. That's the last interesting piece that we'll come to soon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi meets Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak ahead of the delegation-level talks in New Delhi on Saturday. Honoring a shared heritage, Narendra Modi received Najib Razak at the Hyderabad House. The Malaysian Prime Minister, who is on a six-day visit to India, was accorded a ceremonial welcome at the Rashtrapati Bhavan early in the day. He also met with superstar Rajnikanth and asked him to release Kabali too soon enough, because he's a big fan apparently. 22 injured at Jallikattu event in Tamil Nadu. At least 22 people were injured at the event held in Pudukkottai district of Tamil Nadu on Friday. Around 350 bulls were reportedly involved in the event, which also saw a total of 250 participants. Earlier this year, the state government had passed a law to legalize Jallikattu and overturn the Supreme Court's imposed ban on the traditional bull taming sport. Ecuador's presidential election results. Voters in the Andean country headed to the polls on Sunday night in a tight election pitting leftist government candidate Lenin Moreno against conservative former banker Guillermo Lasso. Lasso, who was voted to turn around Ecuador's flagging economy, also promised to remove WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange from Ecuador's embassy in London. Since 2012, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been seeking shelter in Ecuador's embassy in London, because if he is thrown out from there, he goes back to Sweden and they will send him to the US, and he has multiple charges of sexual assault and espionage waiting to get him into jail. So the elections of Ecuador will actually decide the future of Julian Assange, the WikiLeaks founder. Facebook mandated more diversity from its legal help. Legal teams representing the social media mogul must now consist of at least 33% women and ethnic minorities. The company has struggled to diversify its own board and workforce, but it's following corporate America's lead in requiring diverse legal representation. Some Premier League result that a lot of games happened over the weekend, and there was United and West Brom which drew. Liverpool beat, I think Watford beat Sunderland 1-0. Liverpool beat Everton 3-1. Chelsea lost to Crystal Palace 1-2. Leicester City beat Stoke City 2-0. Burnley were defeated by Tottenham 2-0. Southampton and Bournemouth played out a goalless draw. So did Swansea and Middlesbrough. And Arsenal and Manchester City, the most looked forward to fixture, ended in a 2-2 draw. Hull City beat West Ham 2-1. Other news in sport is Federer beating Nadal to clinch third Miami Open title. Switzerland's Roger Federer defeated Spanish rival Rafael Nadal in straight sets to clinch his third Miami Open title and first since 2006 on Sunday. This was Federer's third straight win over Nadal this season, following his wins over the Spaniard in the finals of Australian Open and Indian Wells Masters. Federer now holds a 14-23 win-loss record against Nadal. Last piece on the news today, Snapchat is turning into a search engine. That's correct, the fleeting photo-sharing device or service launched a search function for its stories, paving the way for more ads. The tweak is good news for both users and advertisers, at least in theory. Users get a new way to find information that's relevant to them, whether it's what's happening at the local bar or at a sporting event across the country. And advertisers could get a new place to display content. While Snapchat isn't putting ads in search results just yet, it's easy to imagine that the company is going to get into sponsored stories similar to the sponsor. So yes, you can literally go to Snapchat, not only search for your friends and users, but for stories. Like if you want to look up a basketball game, just type Falcons versus Phoenix and it'll show up. That's interesting. That's all for the news today, guys. On the 33rd of April, I'm leaving you with Drake's new song, which is going up the charts. It's called Passion Fruit by Drake. You guys have a great Monday and a great start of the week. I will see you tomorrow, same time. Passing up on my always, I can't blame you, no. No. Passing
up. League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.